And now that it's December, they're busting out all over with cheer or something. Here's Gatos and Chad.
With cheer.
I thought you'd say ho, ho, ho.
I did say ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho.
No, I'm not comfortable doing that.
You don't want to be Santa Claus?
No.
He's uncomfortable with some stuff.
Yeah.
It's, by the way, it's too hot to listen to Christmas music.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you.
I listen to Australian music because then I feel like I'm in Australia because it's summertime.
That's true. It is summer. They always have Christmas
Santa.
When it's warm.
That's right. Summertime.
So the Omicron variant has landed in California. Let's tell you who the patient is. Let's tell you how he's feeling. Because, you know, I think after hearing about this on Thursday, well, what was it, Thanksgiving, and then into Friday,
okay,
and this variant was propped up as the world's greatest, you know, the evil thing to ever hit us. And the real truth is we just don't know anything about it.
Don't know anything about it.
Yeah. So why make it out to be this way?
Us not knowing anything about it, if the media could please panic.
Yeah, don't panic.
Be fantastic.
There's no reason to panic.
No.
We talked to Alex Stone from ABC News. He's out in L.A. So we called him and said, all right, there's a California man. He's got the variant. It's the first in the U.S. What's the deal?
This is the first one to be found, but fully vaccinated, had Moderna, but not the booster, had come back from South Africa on November 22nd, had gone on a trip, started feeling sick. Sunday got tested, then results came back, and they made the announcement today that the results came back this morning, and here's what they got.
The California and San Francisco Departments of Public Health and the CDC have confirmed that a recent case of COVID-19 among an individual in California was caused by the Omicron variant.
Dr. Fauci at the White House, the person has mild symptoms, is said to be getting better. They've done contact tracing around them. Those close contacts have come back negative. It was UC San Francisco that found it, and they've got a big sequencing lab, and when it became suspicious, they sent it to them. They began doing the work. Dr. Charles Chu, it was his lab, and he says last night they suspected that this might have been Omicron, and then they started running the test.
We ran a very fast molecular test, which looks for what we call spike gene dropout. What this test can tell you is it can tell you that you may have detected Omicron.
And then about 8 last night, he says they started doing real more hardcore tests on it. And then the sequencing came back this morning, and they said, yep, this is it. So now in San Francisco, guys, they say no COVID rules are changing. Nothing is being modified. Mm. They say that this person did the right thing, that they had traveled and they got tested and they let everybody know that they had been in South Africa and now it came back. And the director of public health in San Francisco, Dr. Grant Colfax, is reminding everybody, we don't know anything about this variant. And we've talked about it all week. But if it's more deadly, he says, we don't know if the vaccines work against it. Well, this person had Moderna, but it didn't kill him, this variant. So are they getting some protection by being vaccinated? They don't know.
All right. So that's Alex Stone from ABC News. That's what he told us. I got to tell you, I think this is good news.
It could be really good news.
I think that, all right, we knew this thing was going to land in America anyway. We knew yesterday it was probably here. I'm surprised we don't have a case yet in Arizona. We will.
We probably do. We just don't know it.
Right.
See, the other thing, and we didn't have a chance to ask Alex.
Well, let me just finish one real quick thing. Why it's good.
Yeah.
The reason I think it's good is let's rip the Band-Aid off and find out if it's bad or if it's not so bad.
Yeah.
That's what. And now we've got an actual patient who has been vaccinated fully, hasn't gotten the booster yet, but has been vaccinated fully, and he's not feeling so bad.
No.
So I'm sorry. Today, I'm going to take that as a win. Yeah. I think it's good.
I'm not really bothered because, again, we don't know anything about it. And right. The stuff that we do know doesn't seem to be bothering people. Very mild. And even people that are unvaccinated saying it's very mild.
So far.
So, yeah. You know, and the more that we find out about it, the more you can make a better judgment. But, you know, you also have to read through the BS. Yesterday, the guy that is the CEO of Moderna comes out and says, the science is saying this is awful and it's going to be horrible and we're going to have to get all this. Pfizer's guy's like, it's going to be fine.
I got to tell you, that ticked me off.
It should have.
Yeah, because I wondered why he did it.
Money.
He wants another contract.
Absolutely.
I don't blame him.
Their
That's his job.
Is so brutal for some of these countries. Have you seen some of this stuff?
I have not. But he knows he has to make money.
Well, of course.
But you know what the worst way about making money is to make people panic. When you're the CEO of Moderna and
no,
you come out...
That's the greatest sales thing in the history of the world.
In a pandemic, I think it's the wrong thing to do.
You think it's the wrong thing to do in a money-making situation.
They love it.
It's the right thing to do.
It's not the right thing for the world. It's the right thing for his pocketbook. And I get that, you know what? You got to make money. You're the CEO of a company. But you brought the stock market down yesterday.
Yeah.
You said your vaccine, Moderna, wasn't really going to work against this thing.
And that you're going to be at least 90 days out before you get the other one ready. And Pfizer's guys like, but nobody listened to Pfizer. That's why psychology is the greatest sales books of all time. You learn how to sell, get a psychology book. Find out about all of the stuff. Greed, fear, all of these things work in a way. And right now, you're looking out there and this guy's saying this stuff. He has no idea. Moderna's not even used in South Africa. It's Johnson & Johnson. Haven't heard from him, right? Pfizer guy said, the co-founder said, yeah, this is probably going to be okay. May not be perfect, but it'll offer a decent amount of protection.
Well, I think the Moderna shot's the best shot out of the three.
Yeah.
They're all good, but I think it's the best shot out of the three. And then the Moderna CEO opens his mouth yesterday, and I'm like, I don't respect the guy because I think he lied through his teeth.
Yeah.
And it is, I know, I understand, I'm not stupid. It's about money. I get it. He's got to bring money in. And his company is much smaller than Pfizer.
And here's the other thing,
but
too.
But to set everybody in a panic to say, we don't think our vaccine is going to work, you don't know that. So shut your mouth.
Here's the other thing that is very interesting. If you step back for a second and you go, if you want to get some people potentially, you know, a lot of people, I think you're going to get still another third of these people that aren't vaccinated that will eventually. But when you hear somebody come out and say it based on no scientific evidence right now, and it feels like a money grab, you're getting people that are even vaccinated going, well, wait a minute, am I being sold a bill of goods?
I don't think I was sold a bill of goods. I think the vaccine that I got,
I've had
Moderna,
more people today hit me up and say, you know, yesterday after hearing that, and you talk about money, Chad, I feel like I'm not getting all of the story.
But nobody gets all of the story. The White House might know that this thing is a killer, and they haven't told us that yet. They may know that it's a nothing, and they haven't told us that yet.
Well, we don't get
the real story from anybody.
We get, and here's the problem is we end up getting the story, but then everybody tells you you can't believe that story. It's all a lie, especially if it goes in, it's a narrative nobody likes. You can't talk about money. I got zero problems with money. And do I think they should share their patents? No. Hey, guys, make your own. Got no problem with that. Why can't you make your own? You're a nation. What is it? You don't want China or Russia's? Oh, yeah, that's right, because their efficacy sucks. So make your own. What's wrong with that?
I don't think they can.
Why can't they? If you're a nation, I don't think
they have the right people.
Well, like that goes back to
it. It's not easy just to come up with a vaccine out of the blue.
But I don't think we should always hand stuff over. I do think some of the stuff of the strong arming, the way they've done some of these countries where essentially they're going into countries. And if you see these contracts, it's terrifying. Mm. They're saying, hey, we're going to give you 50 million of these. And to make sure that you pay us, we're going to take collateral and we're going to take your monuments. We're going to take your land. And then as soon as you pay us, we'll release it back to you. Scary. That's frightening, man. Yeah. That is scary. Some of this stuff that they have done. Oh, and by the way, you signed a contract with us. If they offer you even our stuff and it's your next door neighbor, another country, and you take it, we're keeping your stuff and we're not going to give you any more. It's crazy, man. It is scary.
Omicron lands in California. One person has it. Moderna shot. Feels pretty good.
This guy's probably sitting around watching TV right now going,
let's hope.
What the big deal is.
Let's hope. That's all we can hope for. Absolutely. Let's hope that if, you know, because everybody's going to get this, a lot of people are going to get the Omicron variant. Let's hope that it's just like this guy who's got the Moderna shot in California and everything will be fine and we can continue to move on. Coming up next, there's a high school that says we have a better way to teach kids. Let them teach themselves and let them do it every Friday. Why are they doing that? Next.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
A little Earth, Wind, and Fire, what you like, but Chicago, Brian Wilson is something I can help you with. Just announced they are co-headlining a tour. The Auction Pavilion, June 7th. Tickets go on sale Friday, 10 a.m., but you can win a pair of tickets now by visiting the contest page at KTAR.com. I hope when they get closer that we can have Brian Wilson on, because talk about a guy who is... Well, when you talk, you know, that John Lennon and, you know, Paul McCartney all said who's the greatest songwriter of all time. Who's the person there? Probably Wilson.
Hmm.
And Pet Sounds is arguably the greatest album ever. So just every he produced this album with the Beach Boys. So every single one of those songs was going to be a hit.
Talent, man.
That's it.
That is talent.
You look crazy, too.
I was going to say, is he still kind of crazy?
God could be only fun, knows though. What I'd be without you. Oh, he was great.
So there's a new thought in Portland that you get a chuckle out of this. Should we have self-taught Fridays for high schoolers?
It's a horrible idea.
Well, it's happening in Portland.
Well,
why not bring
it
to Arizona?
Bunch of hippies.
What is self-taught Fridays for high schoolers?
Well, the teachers are burnt out and they're tired and they've just had some struggles. And going back to school has just been such a, and oh my God, all the hours. You know, they're just, there's one thing after another. And oh, by the way, the test scores are down and kids are struggling. So the best thing that we can do is offer them a little one-on-one, maybe Fridays, as they teach themselves at home. And the teachers can recharge their batteries.
Wait. The kids will teach themselves at home.
At home.
Okay.
Not self-taught as in you're in school.
Yeah, I'm thinking of a class of 30.
No.
And there's, oh, Jessica's the smartest person in the classroom. Get up there and teach.
Yeah.
No, that's not it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
but all right. So this sounds crazy, but there's a reason that teachers are burned out. Well, I'm not saying that they should take Friday off.
I'm sure you could say that about every single, like, could you imagine, you think police are burned out? What if they had self-policing Wednesdays? How do you think that goes?
Not too good.
Not too good.
Not too good.
Self-medical check Tuesdays. If you've got to do a surgery and you're scheduled, here's the YouTube. Good luck to you.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
How great would that be?
Be scary.
Yeah. So is this like online learning, or is it kind of like, nah, you pick the topic and you figure out how you're
going
to learn
it?
There
you go. You pick the topic.
And it doesn't sound like anybody's
going to learn. Wikipedia it. Wikipedia.
Wikipedia it. Yeah.
Google it.
Well, yeah, so Google. Here's why the teachers are saying, well, it's really the teachers' union.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can blame it on the teachers' union.
But they're going to vote on it, though. Remember, okay. Just because the union brings you something doesn't mean you have to say yes.
Yeah. No, you're right. I mean, teachers want to be in the classroom. Teachers want to teach. They want to do their job.
They already have Skinny Friday, by the way.
They want to be in school. What?
They have Skinny Friday is what they call it because it's so just
half day?
Yeah. Basically, every class is 40 minutes instead of 90 or whatever it is. And, you know, so students acknowledge that some people may be burnt out. And I'm like,
here's why they're burnt out. In talking to my wife, who's a former teacher for 30 years, I got a lot of friends who are teachers. And this is what one of the problems they say. There's such a lack of teachers. There's such a shortage that let's say there's a seventh grade class. That class doesn't even have a teacher.
Everybody, well, in Portland, that sounds like a normal day.
Other teachers go and teach that class.
Yeah.
So I'll give you an example. Every teacher should be able to get a period of time where they go over lesson plans and they're able to grade some papers, and it's their own time. They're being yanked out of that and put into another classroom to teach. So it makes their day longer. They don't have that hour a day to plan the lessons. They know that they're going to be up at night grading the papers. It pushes the whole day. And so I think some teachers are burned out. I don't think this is a good solution. When it's Friday, it doesn't mean that you take the day off. And I would gamble to say that most of these teachers don't like this idea and will probably end up turning it down.
You know, it's like, look, again, some of this is unions. Unions like to flex their might. That's great. You know, one of the person says, well, they do some of this stuff in charter schools. Yeah, but the charter schools in a lot of these areas are testing so much better. Plus, they missed I think only California missed more days last 18 months as far as in class. And also, it would cut about 100 hours of class time, which drops it below the state's legal requirement for class time for children.
Yeah. But I don't think these teachers are headed to the beach on Friday to have the day off. They're going to have to do something.
Man, I got friends who are teachers. Let me tell you something. Not all teachers. Look, teachers are great. And again, we're basing it off the fact we don't have a strong union. We don't have a union that's become a political power and force. We don't have a union that bends, you know, politicians and
no, when teachers wanted a raise in Arizona, they went to Ducey's backyard and got it done themselves.
Yeah, and then he goes, fine, here, I'll give it to you.
And he did.
And he gave it to the administrators and said, hold on. We're going to keep some of this for ourselves.
Well, teachers did get a raise.
Yeah, they did get
a
raise.
And that's important.
Yeah, but this is so much about politics. And if a kid's struggling in school, which is one of their big things, kids are struggling in school, telling them to teach themselves probably isn't going to help.
No, I don't think so. I don't think the teachers want this.
And especially the kids they talk about that are struggling in school, which are minorities, low, you know, they got low income, they don't have the resources.
We'll see if it happens.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Good luck to you there.
Pop quiz.
Pop quiz
is next. Pablo, open the phones. Here's the phone number, 602-277-KTAR. We end the show with pop quiz, true or false questions about the day's news. If you get five in a row, you win Chad's fantastic prize.
Tonight, your chance to win a sneak peek to American Underdog, starring Zachary Levi. Yeah, that's right. And this is about Kurt Warner and his story.
And if you don't get five in a row, well, you might be
last
dead to
night
me.
Stunk. You guys were awful.
Yeah, we need some new players. 277 KTAR pop quiz is next.
The Gatos and Chad Show.
Pop quiz, hot shot.
Pop quiz, hot shot.
True false questions about the day's news. 277 KTAR. If you get five in a row, Chad, we'll
I'd be surprised you get five
a prize. If not, well, I might make fun of you.
Yeah.
All right, who's first?
Susanna and Gilbert.
Susanna, are you ready to play pop quiz?
Yes, sir.
Here we go. We hit 85 degrees today in Arizona. True or false?
True.
It is true. The previous record was 83 degrees in 1949. True or false?
False.
You're dead to me.
Ah!
Did I say that with so much glee?
You did. Yeah,
I'm
sorry.
Oomph in I'm
it.
Not going to do that.
Corey in Maricopa.
Corey, are you ready to play pop quiz?
I am ready.
So it did hit 85 today. It tied for the third warmest December day ever recorded in Phoenix. True or false?
That'll be true.
I guess so. I don't know. I thought I wrote it down wrong. I'm going to go with true.
True.
Let's see, 26 of the 30 days in November reached 80 degrees or more. True or false?
That is also true.
It is also false. You're dead to me.
Dude, you tried so hard, but you're awful.
277.
Robert.
KTAR.
Buckeye.
Robert, are you ready to play pop quiz?
Let's do this.
All right. The first case of the Omicron variant.
The Abercrombie and Fitch.
Was found in the USA today. That sounded like the newspaper. Let me say this again. The first case of the Omicron variant was found in the U.S. today. True or false?
True.
It is true. He was found in Los Angeles, California. True or false?
This is also true.
It is also false. You're dead to me. Let me get the number out once more, Chad.
You know what? These people don't deserve any of that.
No, they do. I think so. 602-277-5827.
Let's have Pablo tell us great stories about his first musical, Hamelot.
No, I think we take another phone call.
The greatest one.
Kyle in Queen Creek. All right, are you ready to play pop quiz?
Let's try.
All right.
I can't wait to hang up on you, Kyle.
The Phoenix Suns have won 17 games in a row. True or false?
True.
It is true. They could break the record tomorrow night against the Pistons. True or false?
True.
It is true. He's got two in a row, Chad. A Valley man won the lottery right after having a heart attack. True or false?
True.
Three in a row. One high school wants students to teach themselves every Friday. True or false?
Can you repeat that one more time? Sorry.
Sure. One high school wants students to teach themselves every Friday. True or false?
Yeah, I'm a teacher, and I'm stupid, but that's also true.
It is true. He's got four in a row for the win now. In a new book, according to Donald Trump's former chief of staff, Trump tested positive for COVID before he went to the debate with Biden. True or false?
True.
It is true.
You're a winner. You are on your way to see American Underdog. That's right. American Underdog. Of all the dogs, America is the underdog.
All right.
All right. Let's go to Daniel in Phoenix.
Daniel, Arizona's statewide average at the pump is $3.77 a gallon. True or false?
Ooh, I'm going to say true.
I'm going to say you're dead to me. It's $3.78, not $3.77. Everybody knows that.
Alan in Queen Creek.
Alan, are you ready to play pop quiz?
I'm ready.
The most common time to put up a Christmas tree, according to a new poll, is in December. True or false?
False.
It is false. It's after Thanksgiving. The majority of people don't want Trump or Biden to run for president. True or false?
True.
It is true. Multiple people have been caught breastfeeding their cats on planes. True or false?
False.
No, you're dead to me. It's absolutely true, and it's horrifying.
It is horrifying.
I keep putting that one in, like, every couple days, because no one thinks that's true. Google it, Junior.
Google it! It's Googling!
Delta, right?
It is Delta.
Oh, my gosh.
Delta.
I don't care how thirsty your cat is. Don't do that.
You wonder why we have weird diseases? This is why.
Becky Lynn has Arizona's evening news. She's fantastic. She'll be on it, and I'll see you tomorrow, man.
See you, man!